Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at chenal.com.
All right, welcome back in the zone. It's 11:35. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Wally Hall, Matty T is here. And Brian, hang on, we'll get to you in a second. To the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline we go. Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com, standing by. Michael, for you, first of all, welcome back. Second of all, any surprises in the four announced last night?
No, not at all. Came out exactly probably how most people thought it was going to go. So I thought, I think right now, through 2 weeks, the committee's done a fine job.
Did you, were you at all expecting that Florida State might, not that it really matters, but that Florida State might slide back into the top slot?
No, but I also don't think it matters, like you said. I didn't think that the win over Louisville was going to be enough juice to get them over the top. Maybe if they blow out Louisville from wire to wire, it's one thing. But right now, obviously, we saw Mississippi State struggle a little bit. I didn't think it was enough to get them over the hump.
Arkansas fans encouraged but let down once again. What did you take away from the narrow loss at Mississippi State, especially for the Bulldogs, I guess, in the big scheme of things?
Well, I think that if you're an Arkansas fan, you just got. I mean, it's Arkansas is the same way with Colorado. You're close. You're waiting on your team to figure out how to finish a game, how to get that extra score that they need, and it's a hallmark of a team that's still kind of young in the process of growing. And so, for whether it's Arkansas or Colorado, being close is nice. You want to get that W, and they're still waiting to get it. I look at for Mississippi State. It's just a situation where they overcame something that was difficult for them, and obviously they did not play their A game. I felt that had a lot to do with how Arkansas was playing on defense and the ability to come up to stop the run to force Prescott to be uncomfortable. And I think if you're going forward, I think Mississippi State fans should be worried when they play in Alabama, should be worried when they play in Ole Miss, because those are things that both of those teams have the ability to do as well.
Speaking of being worried, the Big 12 could potentially have a one-loss team, and some of that will sort itself out this weekend with TCU and Kansas State. One of those teams will come out of there still with one loss and still be on the outside looking in. Any anticipation as to how the Big 12 will be represented, if at all, in the Final Four?
Yeah, I think the SEC is going to take care of itself. Mississippi State still plays Alabama. Alabama and Auburn still have to play. Mississippi State still has to play Ole Miss. I think it's going to take care of itself. I don't think that we're I'm not ready to go to doomsday scenarios right now, because there's still a month of November left to play, and there's a lot of losing that's going to take place. I think if TCU or if Kansas State wins out, they probably will be in the playoff.
Okay. What about Baylor? You give them a chance at all to finish out at 11-1 and get in, because they do have a couple of high profile games, like Kansas State and somebody else.
Baylor's going to be tough, right? I think you look at Baylor and you look at what they have on their menu. For them, it's the fact that they don't have a quality win, I think, is part of the reason why they're so far down. Nobody believes that they lose to West Virginia. The quality win they have is TCU, and it's a game that really took them to overtime to win. So I don't think nobody counts that one the same way, because they really felt like that game could have went either way, sort of as a coin flip. So that was a tough one. They play an Oklahoma team this weekend that I expect that they're going to lose to. And then they have Kansas State at the end of the season. I think they may end up – I think Baylor has a much better opportunity – of finishing up with three losses than they do of finishing with one loss.
I think that's probably true. Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com, joining us in the zone. What about Michigan State? They're sort of the team that nobody's really talking about. They're sitting there at 8 right now, at 7-1. Could they, even with a Big Ten championship game win, you think they slide up in there, or you think they may be left out?
Yeah, well, it depends on what happens with everybody else, but I think they've got as good a shot as the Big 12, especially with a quality win coming over Ohio State if they get that this weekend, a quality win coming if they beat Nebraska a second time in the Big Ten championship game. I think that's a lot of juice for them. I think it keeps them ahead of a team like a Notre Dame, puts them right in the same mix with a team like out of the Big 12, and I think it boils down to how they view those wins and how those teams finish out the year.
Some great matchups this weekend, as we've been sort of alluding to, that will help sort this all out. One we have not talked enough about probably is number 9 versus number 10, Notre Dame, taking on Arizona State.
Yes, sir.
Are you a? I mean, we were sort of doubting on Notre Dame. Then they go to Florida State and take them to the brink. And this last week, I guess a good win, but not real impressive over a Navy who was the number one rushing team.
My question with them would be their offense. Do you believe in their offense? And they looked pretty good against Florida State, and then whatever happened last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in their offense. I think that's the part of the team that I don't worry about nearly like at all. I think that Notre Dame's offense is strong. They go out and they put points up. They go out and they score the football. They found their way to run the football. Torian Falstead is still the guy moving the ball on the ground. I think they have an outstanding receiving core. So I wouldn't ask any questions about their offense. I think on defense, you'd like to see what else they can do. Can they be consistent? Although I don't take a lot away from the Navy game because Navy's a tough team to prepare for, and it's certainly a tough team to play against. So I look at that game, and for me, their offense is not a problem. With the exception of the Stanford game, I thought they've come out and played well on offense in just about every single game.
Didn't they just had a linebacker injury, too. Wasn't a big-time linebacker injury for Notre Dame?
Joe Schmidt is out for the year, it looks like. Niles Morgan, a true freshman, is going to step in. Schmidt really was a guy that I thought was a stopgap anyways. He was a player that obviously knew what he was doing up there on the field. He did a good job getting guys lined up. He didn't have the athleticism they were looking for trying to pair Morgan with Jalen Smith. So now Morgan is a guy that I expect, as long as he knows what he's doing when he gets out there, and he'll have some help from Matthias Farley. He'll have some help from Jalen Smith. So now Morgan's a guy that gets out there on the field, and he actually upgrades the position from an athleticism standpoint. Now he's just got to be in the right place.
Notre Dame has never lost to Arizona State. They are 3-0 all time.
Oh, no.
Do they stay perfect this week?
Yeah, I think they get a win in the desert. I look at this Notre Dame football team. I think Everett Golson may be the most a guy that doesn't get talked about nearly enough at the quarterback spot. I expect to see him in New York if they win out. And this kid has done some tremendous things this year. One, he's their number two rusher right now, a guy that can move the ball with his legs. He's got the ability with his arms. He can throw it deep. He can throw it short. He's very accurate. The only thing he has to continue to do is stop fumbling. He's got to hold on to the ball, protect it a little bit more. But he's a guy that when he gets on the loose, and we saw it against Florida State, we saw it against North Carolina, we saw it against some of the other guys that play Syracuse, we saw it against Michigan. When he gets on the run, when he gets loose, he can create things, and he can make big plays. So I think that Everett Golson is going to be a big part of why they win this football game.
Is this Mariota's to lose, or you think Dak Prescott's even with him still?
Yeah, I think this is Marcus Mariota's Heisman Trophy to lose. He's the guy, as long as he keeps putting up wins, putting up big numbers. I think he kind of broke through a ceiling this weekend in an emphatic way by really throttling Stanford. They showed that, hey, you know what? It's not a name that beats us. It's your scheme that beats us. And if you can't do that scheme effectively, then we're going to go out and we're going to take care of business like against you the way we do against every other team in the country. And they went out and did it. So I think that was a huge win for him. I expect him to continue to play well throughout the season. Although this weekend, if you're looking for a place where he's going to struggle, I think this is the weekend where folks should be looking. If you're a Dak Prescott for Heisman guy, this is the weekend that's going to get tricky because they're playing in Rice-Eccles Stadium, which is a tough place to play. It's going to be cold, which Marcus Mariota, that's not his best environment to play in. So I wonder what this weekend holds, but I expect he comes out and puts together another strong performance.
Hey, Michael, what do you think about all that talk with Mariota and not being tough enough or being able to lead a team with that discussion? Do you think that should even be brought up, or is there anything to it?
Well, I think it's a question. I think if that's something that people are interested in, it's an interesting question. I think, obviously, for me, the question mark that I have is how he responds when things get tough. We haven't seen him overcome that sort of adversity in a football game where he has to battle back and get a W late in the football game. Against Michigan State, they were still in the third quarter when they went up to go try and take that lead. So that was him showing a little bit of mettle, but he's never had a moment where he had to lead a game-winning drive, where he had to go out and, when things got really tough, when Oregon didn't have their A game and they still had to find a way to win. So that's an interesting one. Obviously, he had an opportunity against Arizona, wasn't able to get a W there. So I think that for some people, they look at what he does, and it's so smooth, and it's so good, and he's so talented. And they look at Jameis Winston. He's also talented. It's not always as smooth, but you see Jameis Winston, and you see a guy that when he's on that football field, you know that is his entire Florida State Seminoles football team. You know that they look to him for strength. You know that they look to him for what should we do next. And he's clearly the leader. And I think some people, when they look at that, they don't see the same thing out of Marcus Mariota. But he has a different leadership style. He's a quiet guy, a guy that people call a saint when you talk about him from transitioning to the next level. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out going forward.
Michael, LSU has already helped to derail Mississippi's hopes of getting to a national championship playoff. Do they help Alabama out of the playoff this week as well?
No, I don't think they get a win in this football game, but I do think it's going to be closer than people expect. LSU is a team that I really was ready to give up on about going into October. Midway through October, I was ready to give up on them. Didn't think they were any good, and they found a way really with that seven-man sort of rotation they have on the offensive line.
to really bully people at the point of attack. They still can't throw the ball to save their lives, but they have the ability to control the line of scrimmage with fresh bodies and pound on people and put in extra bodies at times to go unbalanced. I think that's going to go a long way. It's going to help them out against Alabama, but it's not going to be enough to get a W.
All right, Michael, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com. We'll catch up in a couple
later,
weeks.
Later, buddy.
Thanks so much. You guys take it easy.
All right, take care. And certainly things when we talk to Michael again will look a lot different. A couple quick calls, and we'll take a timeout. Wally Hall with one more segment before we let him get out of here. What's up, Brian? All right. Storm Chaser.
How's it going, guys?
Okie dokie. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was wondering if y'all